صلي على رسول الكريم. أما بعد, we humbly request all the brothers to stay back. Inshallah, we will be having a program now. There will only be one bayan by Hazrat Mufti Ali Bhai Lurgutab, Taun Barakatuhum, who is one of the senior ulama of Binoni, and who is the Khalifa of our Honorable Sheikh Hazrat Mulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Taun Barakatuhum Ali. So inshallah, we call Hazrat Mufti Sahib.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allatheena istafa'a amma ba'd. قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون صدق الله العظيم. Friends and elders, it's a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected us to the qutub of the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without us being worthy of it, without us being rightful of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His wisdom has chosen us to be connected to such a personality that we can see the fikr and the worry and the concern that our Hazrat Wala has got, that today we are sitting here on Yom Sabt, on the morning of Yom Sabt. Otherwise, where would we have been? Nevertheless, friends and elders, I read before you a small ayat of Quran Sharif, which also is teaching of our Shaykh that otherwise we would have just read it and gone past it. We learnt it in madrasa, we read it, our satiza taught it to us, but it was just something in passing. But Hazrat Wala has opened up our eyes, and still my condition is such that my eyes haven't opened. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with tawfiq to wholeheartedly accept the teachings of our Shaykh, to practice upon it, and to bring it into our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we haven't created man and jinn, but with the object that they should worship us. And our Shaykh has taught us that here, Hazrat Ra'is al-Mufassirin Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has said that the word ya'budun, to worship here, actually means ya'rifun, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever eating a plate of food, or Hazrat Wala teaches us, and when Hazrat Wala says, then Allah, the heart goes out, the things that we took for granted, that we never ever bothered, that we never even gave a second thought, that this plate of food, where did the rice come from, where did the spices come from, where did the plate that was manufactured, the vessel, the container, whatever it is, this all we got in the company of our Hazrat Wala Ali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him with a long life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to benefit from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon his teachings. Nevertheless, the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us so that we can recognize him, that all these ni'mat that we are using, the air that we are breathing, the water that we are drinking, the clothes that we are wearing, the parents that we have, the family that we have, everything is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send us into this world to toil and to work our finger to the bone, because what has been stipulated in our share will most certainly reach us. But unfortunately today, depression and worry and anxiety has become the order of the day. And we see it, young people. The other day we were reading a report that the highest rate of suicide in the world is among the teenagers in our country. So anxiety and depression has become the order of the day. This is because we have lost our direction in life. As our Hazrat Wala Madhazil Ali even yesterday was saying, that life to us is like a mirage, that we see in front, I will go, I will get some water. But we travel 5 miles, 10 miles, we come there and we see that there is nothing. And again in front we see water. As we always say, the rat race, that the rat is always 2 steps ahead, trying to catch it, but we never ever be able to catch it. We want success, we want contentment of heart, we want peace of mind. And our Hazrat Wala Madhazil Ali said that our success is not in going front, but it is going back. And going backward, not just a little, going backward 1400 years. Going backward towards the city of Medina Sharif. Ke Medina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. Wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. Our Hazrat Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Arif Billah, Mawlana Rumiya Zamana, Tabriz Waqt, Arif Billah, Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that our true value is because of the connection that we've got with Medina Sharif. That is what the being who is laying, resting in Medina Sharif, Hazrat Mawlana Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our connection with him, that is our value. Otherwise, if you look at us, what value have we got? We are absolutely nothing. So So we will have to go back to the city of Medina Sharif. We will have to go back to the teachings of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will have to go back to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is where contentment of heart lies. That is where peace of mind lies. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. That take heed and take lesson. Allah, open up your ears and listen. Sit up and listen. Take heed. That in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is where contentment of heart is. That is, there is where peace of mind is. So for us to get rid of all this anxiety and all this depression and all this worry, we'll have to refocus, go back to the city of Medina Sharif, go back towards the teachings of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we'll find contentment of heart. Regarding this contentment of heart, our Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Mala Arif Billah, Rumiya Zamana Tabriz, Awa Qutb al-Aqtab, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasatul Ali has taught us a few wazayif in the light of Quran and Hadith. Again, here, the tasawwuf that is being taught to us in light of Quran Sharif, in light of Hadith Sharif, everything mudallal, for everything there is proof. Not that way we go and we do funny things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate the teachings of our Hazrat Allah. So, in the light of Quran and Hadith, has taught us a few wazayif. That a person, whoever will recite 3 times in the morning, A'udhu billahi as-sami' al-alim min ash-shaytanir rajim, that is the normal A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim that we read, was 2 more sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sami' and alim. A'udhu billahi as-sami' al-alim min ash-shaytanir rajim, and then the last 3 ayat of Surah Hashr, which are very, very generally known, Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. Whoever will read this, it comes in the hadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ 70,000 مَلَكًا يُصَلُّونَ عَلَيْهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will depute 70,000 malaika to pray for him, to make dua for him on his behalf for the entire day. Again, I was teaching about Shaykh Madrasatul Ali, that Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi wa sallam, yet يُصَلُّونَ عَلَيْهِ, that they will make dua for him, أَيَّدْعُونَ لَهُ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لَهُ, they will make dua and maghfirat for him. They will make يُسَلُّونَ عَلَيْهِ, they will make dua for him, they will make a dua and maghfirat for him. He will stay in the protection of the malaika for the entire day. And also is written, وَإِن مَاتَ فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ مَاتَ شَهِدًا. Whoever will recite this and he has to die on that day, then he will die as a shaheed. Similarly, if he recites it at night and he has to pass away during that night, then you will pass away as a shaheed. Our Shaykh teaches us that one time, Mawlana Umar Palanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came to an ishtima and he said that I do not start the work of my day until I don't put 70,000 angels on my duty. We all worried of our security system. We know what is the condition of the country at the moment. Everybody is worried. The high fences we've got, the palisades, the electrical fence and the alarm systems and the closed circuit TVs, etc. He says, I don't start the work of my day until I don't put 70,000 malaika on my duty. They had yaqeen. They had full conviction on the words of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bless us also with it. So today, just to get us into the habit, we'll try and read it together, and we shall try and do it daily. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Another very great treasure taught to us, our illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasatul Ali, from the hadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported by Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, that whoever will recite the last ayat of Surah Tawbah, حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم, 7 times morning and evening, then كفاه الله ما أهمه من أمر الدنيا والآخرة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice for him for all his affairs of this dunya and the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sort out his worries and his problems. And here again, as with the teaching of our Shaykh Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi, has written that al-ham, a worry and a concern, is such a worry and concern, al-ham huwa al-ghammu alladhi yudhibu al-insan. That worry, we are speaking of such worries and such concerns which will totally melt a person. Where a person feels that now he's at the dead end, there's no way ahead, he's got such problems, there's no food in the house from a material aspect, there's no food in the house, there's no money to pay the rent, the children haven't got clothing, this child is sick, but go to such worries and such concerns which totally melt a person that he doesn't know which way to turn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice for him in all those matters. In amri dunya wal akhirah, even in spiritual matters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become his kafil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice for him. So we'll read it together today. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Another very great treasure which has been taught to us by our illustrious Shaykh in the light of Quran and Hadith, that one Sahabi came to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained, and he said that I'm very, very concerned about five things. And generally we see that a person's affairs can only revolve around one of these five things. He said, I'm very, very concerned about my deen. I'm very, very concerned about myself. I'm very, very concerned about my family. I'm very, very concerned regarding my assets, my finances, etc. I'm very concerned about these things. So Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him a dua, and after a few days asked him, when he put it into practice, asked him what was his condition. He said, now I'm totally at rest, I'm totally contented. What was that? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him to read, Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. And then Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us morning and evening to recite the three quls, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ سُورَةُ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, morning and evening. It comes in a hadith that فِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. This thing, this wazifa, it is not from any shaykh or any mufti or any peer, it is from Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. Whoever will recite this morning and evening, it will suffice you from everything else. It does happen, our shaykh says, many a time a person has got his ma'amulat, he's got his daily routine, but on a certain day he's got a doctor's appointment or he's got some other work, important work that he cannot complete, then he cannot have his full breakfast, what he normally has daily. And wife will say that just have a cup of tea or just have a slice of toast quickly and then you can go. This is not the norm for every day, but as a stopgap in an emergency situation. Similarly, when a person cannot for some reason complete his daily routine, then at least recite this. تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ أي مِنْ كُلِّ وِرْدٍ تَكْفِيكَ, it will suffice you from all other awrad, all other wazifas. It will be sufficient for you with regard to everything. So today we will recite it and try and put it to practice daily. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Also, one of the fatwa to us by Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person will recite it daily, morning and evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from four deadly diseases. One is, you will be saved from leprosy, you will be saved from blindness, you will be saved from paralysis, you will be saved from insanity, from going mad. And what is that? Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Let us recite it three times together and bring it into our lives daily. سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. One Sahabi came to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said in all that eagerness, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have taught us so many du'as. Imagine the du'as of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of the battle of Badr, the night of the battle of Uhud, when making hijrah in the cave, and all the on the night of Mi'raj. What type of du'as Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have made, and how many du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have taught us. Where are we going to remember all of that? So Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahabi that read the du'a, it will encompass all other du'as. اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر السعادة منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Friends and elders, for all this to have an effect, the most important thing is abstinence from sin. It has been mentioned that nafs is such a thing that if it is not weaned off the habit of sin, then it will grow strong into this. Like a child, if it is not weaned off breast milk, then it will grow up in the love of being breastfed. But if it can be weaned off, then later on it will enjoy all the pleasures of all other types of food, biryani and halwa and samosas and pies, etc. Like that, if we will have to wean ourselves off and bring this nafs into control and stay away from guna, then all these things will have its effect. Many a time you say, I read my Ayatul Kursi, I read my wazifas, I read this, I read that, still I had an accident, still some problem befell me, still some calamity came upon me. Why? Because we did not stay away from sin. One time, Hazrat Al-Haqsab, rahmatullahi alayhi, traveling in Hijaz Sharif on a very, very hot day, sat into the car, the driver was also connected, murid of Hazrat Al-Haqsab, rahmatullahi alayhi, and it was very, very hot in the car. Hazrat said to him, they put on the aircon. Said, the aircon is working, but it seems like somebody's window is open, and when they saw the back window was slightly open, due to which the hot air from outside was coming in. They closed the window, and immediately the car became very, very cool and conducive, very, very comfortable. Then Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali, he gave an example and said, see, the air conditioner was fulfilling its function, it was working, but we could not get the effect of it because of the wind which was coming in from the hot air that was coming in from outside. When we close up that hot air, now we can see the benefit of it. Similarly, when we will commit guna, then it will nullify the effect, it will neutralize the effect of all these wazifas. We will have to stay away from guna, and we will have to come onto the right path, then all these things will have effect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. And if you want this, then it is available from the bookshop in a small little book form, in the morning and evening du'as. We should try and purchase it, try and get it, and bring these du'as into our daily life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding.
Jazakumullah khairan. Inshallah, these du'as, but later on will be available, inshallah, in the form of a page. The brothers can collect it from the istiqbal desk. They can go there for free of charge. Just a single page, inshallah. Keep it with us, and every day we must try to recite it in our lives. Let Allah give us tawfiq. ان شاء الله now we'll be having a zikr masjid. ان شاء الله for this we will call Mona Zubair to say stuff from Stanga. ان شاء الله we'll do the zikr masjid.
گرسن اعلان ہو زباب تو کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فو میں اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی سیدنا محمد وعلی مسلم. فاذکرونی اذکرکم انا جلیس من ذکرنی دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدل لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو اے خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي أطاه ذر درد دل کہ مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں ہوں تجھ سے یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اٹھا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنے محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں یہ بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس قدم آخر ورد زبائے میرے لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو اے خبردار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو مطلوبے ہو طالب تیرا اٹھا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دو کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لٹا دو خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دو غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو اپنی نظر سے گرا دو تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس قدم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد ناراي مستانا خشمي آيدم تابد جانا تنيمي بايدم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شانه الله 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 كيف پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ ایچے شیری نست نام شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام غانبی بر جا زبا اے مشتری شاہ در در ماندگا راوا ہری ونحن اقرب الیہ من حبل الورید وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی نشان تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي
الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم رضى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكر الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا بنعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا بنعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهل البلاء ودرق الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم ربنا تقبل منا فإنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا فإنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا واموات المسلمين اللهم ربنا تقبل منا فإنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا فإنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جزاك الله خيرا عثمان. And إن شاء الله the time for إشراق coming now. إن شاء الله we should try to recite 2 rakats, 4 rakats of إشراق صلاة. In the hadith Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that whoever after the Fajr Salah sits in the masjid and remains engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the time when the sun rises, about 12 to 15 minutes after the sunrise, and then he performs 2 rakats of Salah, then he will get the reward of a full Hajj and a full Umrah. To go for Hajj and Umrah is so difficult, so much of effort, sacrifice, money a person has to pay. But every day we recite 2 rakats, we will get the reward of a full Hajj and a full Umrah. And another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever will read 2 rakats of Salah in this part of the morning, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the person's sins, even if they are equal to the foams of the ocean. And if he has to pass away on the same day, he will be directly entered into Jannah. So we should try to recite the Salah every day. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that whoever, my servants, something to the effect, that who will recite 4 rakats of Salah in the early part of the day, it is at this time, then Allah ta'ala says, I will take care of all your needs for the day, I will look after all your needs for the day. So a person's worldly matters also becomes easy, and a person acquires forgiveness, matters of the akhirat become easy for him. Allah give us tawfiq. Every day we try to recite our Ishraq Salah. 4 rakats or 4 rakats even preferable. And inshallah we should try to engage in some dhikr of Allah ta'ala, tilawat of Quran Sharif for a few minutes. Inshallah at 6:30 will be the breakfast will be served for all the mihman, and this will take place in the student hall. And for the students, the breakfast will be served at 7:30. That is for the madrasa students, breakfast will be served at 7:30. For all our mihman at 6:30. So inshallah after the Ishraq Salah, we should try to engage in some Yasin Sharif, etc. for a few minutes, and then we can proceed for breakfast. Inshallah at 10 o'clock the program will commence again. Upstairs will be the program for the general public. And inshallah in the basement downstairs, for all the youth, the youngsters, the program will take place there from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Then it will be lunch will be served, and then after Zuhr Salah, inshallah, there will be another program after Asr Salah, after Maghrib Salah. And just an announcement also for those who are staying here permanently, that is tonight also they will be staying here. So we humbly request them that their cars, they can take it from the courtyard, from the parking area, and park it in the courtyard, because there are many of the musallis, the local musallis who come with their cars, and there is no parking for them. So to make it easy for them, we should try to please take our cars and park it in the courtyard. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك